USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A top AAA official is admitting Americans are ready to hit the road this holiday season after being stuck at home last year. The Auto Club predicting 109 million travelers will drive or fly during the Christmas and New Year's period. That's a 34% increase from last year and just below the 119 million who got out in 2019 before the pandemic hit. On Friday, the White House COVID response team held a briefing where CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the Omicron virus is on its way to becoming a dominant variant in the United States.
Omicron is increasing rapidly, and we expect it to become the dominant strain in the United States, as it has in other countries in the coming weeks.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Take some of the worry out of winter driving. No one wants to get stuck. Discover Track Grabber. Long the extreme traction secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, Track Grabber keeps law enforcement from getting stuck. The Department of Justice uses Track Grabber. So does the South Dakota Highway Patrol. And many more. Now, Track Grabber's extreme traction is available to keep you from getting stuck. Skip the stuck. Put a set in all your vehicles. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as jumping. Cables. Be the hero this holiday. Give the gift of rescue. Track Grabber Extreme Traction is lightweight, easy to use and store, safe and very effective. Get all the details at TrackGrabber.com. That's TrackGrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. Go now. Supplies are limited. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR. Be a hero. Give the gift of rescue. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says studies have found a rather profound immunity increase against the Omicron variant after a booster shot is taken. One of the nation's leading infectious disease experts noting the best protection against the Delta and Omicron variants is getting fully vaccinated plus receiving a booster shot.
We are in a situation where we are now facing a very important Delta surge, and we are looking over our shoulder at an oncoming Omicron surge.
Fauci adding Omicron is more transmissible than any variant we have seen before, but there are still details unknown because of how new the variant is. Spider-Man No Way Home is already setting box office records, the film bringing in $50 million in ticket sales from previews yesterday. This is the third highest movie opening in history behind Avengers Endgame and Star Wars The Force Awakens. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden delivers a commencement speech at South Carolina State University's fall commencement Friday morning. He notes the challenges the graduating class has faced over the last year and a half.
Your time here has come during a tumultuous and consequential moment in modern American history. And it's led you to graduate at a real inflection point in history.
Biden referring to the COVID-19 pandemic. Democrats are continuing to be called out for the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to flood illegal immigrants into our country, the border wall was paid for, and a few months from completion when President Biden put a halt to the project. The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd on Fox News, says this self-induced crisis is a result of the Democrat lawmakers' decisions.
What they're going to do is they're going to continue to pander to their base. They want to appear like they're trying to energize their base to keep them on board. But the fact remains, when you look at what they're doing, they're lying and they're deflecting. When they lie, they're talking about root causes that have existed forever. And then they refuse to talk about what's actually taking place here in the United States where the root causes exist, the catch and release program. And then when they deflect, they blame President Trump for everything that's going on, when in reality, President Trump gave them the most secure borders that ever existed.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.